Going to go ahead and get started with the Senate Resource Committee. Call the meeting to order. We have Senator Hoffman, Senator Lincoln, Vice Chairman Bruce, myself, the Chairman, Senator Lehman. Can people in the back hear me okay? You can. I've lost a certain amount of my voice, so I'm not going to expend any more than I have to. First item we have before us is Senate Bill 56, which is a bill that I sponsored, and I'd like to have the our committee aide, Annette Kreitzer, present a sponsor statement. And then this is a bill that was heard previously in, where do we have it, in CRA, in the CNRA committee, and this is the second committee of referral. It's a bill that, for many of us, we've seen last year, but for those of us who are new, or those new to it, we at least want to remind you what it's about. Ms. Kreitzer.
For the record, my name is Annette Kreitzer, and I'm staff to the Senate Resources Committee. Senate Bill 56 was introduced in the Senate by Senator Lehman in response to a request from the Aleutians East Borough. And what it does is it would allow all municipalities, home rule, first and second class cities and boroughs to apply for tide and submerged land and to have those lands conveyed. There are four conditions that the municipalities have to meet in order for this to happen. Number one, a lack of unreasonable interference with public access resulting from the proposed use of the land that's to be conveyed to the municipality. The municipality must apply for conveyance, with the municipality paying all costs for the application for conveyance. There must be compatibility of the proposed use in the land classification or land use plan for the area, and there must be a need for land development. Land conveyed under this bill is subject to the public trust doctrine, and title to land conveyed under this bill would revert to the state if the municipality is dissolved. Currently, the way the bill is written, conveyances of land under the bill would not affect the general land entitlement of a municipality provided by AS 2965. And there are representatives from the Department of Natural Resources online to answer questions. The drafting attorney, Tam Cook, was to be here today, as well as representatives from the Department of Community and Regional Affairs and from the Department of Fish and Game to answer questions if the committee has questions.
Do we have any questions of Ms. Kreitzer? Thank you. Senator Hoffman?
Were we going to get an explanation of the
What may be offered here in the Resource Committee, or the committee substitute that came from the CRA? How about if we do both?
Okay.
Do you point out the what the Community Regional Affairs Committee added, because I think that will be an issue of discussion in this committee.
Again, for the record, this is Annette Kreitzer. The Community Regional Affairs Committee substitute, which was offered February 21st and has LS0516C up in the right-hand corner, put in language which is found in a companion bill. It's on the House side, and that language reads, it's under Section 3805825, conveyance of tide and submerged land to municipalities. That language reads, unless the commissioner finds that the public interest in retaining state ownership of the land clearly outweighs the municipality's interest in obtaining the land. And that language was inserted in the Community Regional Affairs Committee. The CS that's before you, dated today's date, March 6th, by Cook, inserts a provision that would deal with the city of Skagway. I think they're the most obvious municipality which would benefit from that, and there is someone here who can testify to the provision and how it reads if the committee would desire to.
Any further questions, Ms. Kreitzer? Thanks for joining us. We have a proposed CS for Senate Bill 56, which adds a new Section 1 that deals with the Skagway provision. And so we can take testimony on it. I'd entertain a motion to adopt this as our working document. Senator Pierce?
I would so move.
Okay, any objection to having before a CS for Senate Bill 56 resources? It's the Cook version up in the top corner, says 3695. Okay, hearing none. We have the committee substitute before us. Senator Zaroff, did you wish to testify on it, or your staff, explain the what you've proposed? Section one.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, Senator Zaroff, in the Senate Bill 56, so the CS there contains Section one, which would make it possible for DNR to transfer land, I guess that's in question, to municipalities that have, over the course of time anyway, found themselves in a position to receive land but not being able to get it transferred to them. I understand that, the process takes place now, that they could transfer lands to individuals but not municipalities. Skagway found themselves in a situation here about 50 years ago, and I'm not sure if it was a threat of the river overriding the banks or what, but a dike was constructed to divert the river, and at that time the land that was reclaimed was between the new river course and the old river bank, and so since that time a number of developments have taken place up to and including a school, but it's been difficult to finance, refinance, because of the question of title. In fact, there's been no title transferred. And so this amendment here would take care of that problem. In fact, I believe that this bill passed last year almost in its entirety as this CS that you have before you now, and was during the final days, if not the hours of the session, that it was lost and not dealt with. I believe it did pass with overwhelming and, if not, just large support.
Sir Frank?
You know, I've heard that an awful lot of times. I get the sense that if we'd have extended our session last year for about 10 days, we wouldn't have had to come back this year at all.
I get the sense that one day might have done it.
Yeah.
Senator Zaroff, if a municipality still has remaining entitlement, this land would count as part of that entitlement. What if it is used up or it's already taken all its entitlement? Then this would be additional entitlement?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, I don't know if I could answer that question. I would probably leave that to the department to answer.
I don't remember the Skagway issue, if it's, you know, if it makes a difference in that particular case or not, but it's just a question. Is there anybody from the department who can answer that question? Yes. Questions of Senator Zaroff? Thanks.
Thank you.
Sir, I don't have anybody signed up to testify on this bill. I don't have the sign-up list. Is there anybody who signed up? Is there anybody in Anchorage who wishes to testify on this bill, or just you're there for questions?
That is correct, in Anchorage.
Anybody in Juneau wishes to testify on CS for Senate Bill 56? Okay, we have the bill before us. I'm going to offer, or I guess to do this formally, maybe ask that Senator Pierce, if you'd like to offer it, an amendment that would fix what the Community and Regional Affairs Committee did in trying to fix it. This proposed amendment would just take out the language that they added and put it back to where it was before, which just says that if a municipality meets these conditions, then the department shall make the transfer. Senator Lincoln?
Well, Mr. Chairman, you must have been reading my mind, because I can't see, and I was going to ask someone who maybe was in Anchorage there as to what was the intent of putting that in there, because I've read it and reread it, and it just appears that there's all of these protections that go on then for the public interest. So I don't quite understand why that was inserted by in the other body.
Okay, before we ask for a response from the department, because it was a proposal from them, I'd like to at least have the amendment before us and offered.
I would move the amendment.
Okay. Senator Pierce moves the amendment. Any objection? Well, excuse me. We have the amendment before us, and then is there anybody from the department who wishes to respond to the reason for offering the amendment as a further protection?
Chairman, in my eyes, with the department, and the reason we asked for that initially was, I can read from Director Swanson's comments on the bill previously, to this addition, which was already contained in House Bill 20, will give the commissioner discretion to object municipal fractions in areas outside of budgetary designated areas which Section B of this bill allows. It will rarely be needed only when the greater public interest is at stake. As an example, the city of Valdez selected the entire Anderson Bay proposed Trans-Alaska gas pipeline terminal facility 3 years ago for a variety of reasons. The department rejected those selections, not being in a greater public interest. Under Senate Bill 56, as originally proposed, we would not have this discretion. So the concern is that the way the bill is read is we basically have to convey if the selection meets those requirements.
Can you tell me if the Anderson Bay property met the requirements in item number 4, which, let's see, on the copy you would have in front of you, it would be on page 2, lines 5 through 10. Did the Anderson Bay property meet those conditions? Number 4 isn't reasons for rejecting. It's reasons. It says if the property meets these. So, what we have to do is go through and test it and see if it meets that. Does it? Would it have met test number A, which was it required for the accomplishment of a public or private development approved by the municipality?
I don't believe so.
Okay, so that one strikes out. B. Was it the subject of a lease from the state to the municipality?
No.
Okay, strike 2. Or number 3, was it approved for a lease to the municipality?
No.
Okay, so 3 out of 3, there's 3 strikes, which means that you wouldn't need the other conditioning language. Anderson Bay wouldn't have qualified. Is that correct, or am I misunderstanding something? Oh, so you're saying that a municipality may somehow put together an arrangement where those conditions could be met, but it really wouldn't be in the overall public interest.
That is correct.
But in this particular case, they didn't do that. They went ahead and proceeded a slightly different way.
That is correct.
Okay. Well, then I guess the question we have to ask ourselves is, do we trust the municipalities more or the commissioner more? Any committee discussion? Senator Lincoln?
Without having to go through the bill, I noted on the Department of Fish and Game's position paper there were some recommendations to the bill. Were those recommendations added, the habitat and restoration?
They were not. We're not back on the bill. We're on the amendment, but those particular
Sorry, I'll wait until after the amendment, because I have some other questions.
Okay. Okay, any further discussion on the proposed, on the amendment? Senator Hoffman?
I just feel that there should, you know, as a fallback, there should be your best interest findings on behalf of the state, you know. Lean toward opposing the amendments.
Senator, so, did you have a comment?
Yes, I have a question.
Senator Frank?
I'm not sure exactly where we are. If we take the amendment, then they have to stay with those stated reasons. And if we reject the amendment, then the commissioner may reject the application if the commissioner feels that it's in the state's interest to do so. Is that about it?
That is correct. Yeah, the way it states it states that the commissioner have to, that the retaining ownership, state ownership, clearly outweighs the municipality's interest in obtaining the land.
Now, is that something that's subject to litigation, and what does that mean? What does clearly mean, and all that stuff?
The courts know.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, the impression is that sometimes we give the power to the commissioner, and we say that he must make a best interest finding, and I don't know if that's something that can be litigated or not. I really don't know, but I guess I'd like to know who gets the final say, and is it wind up in court, and that sort of thing.
Best interest findings are, I think, litigated all the time.
Are they?
Yeah. Any comment from the department on the potential for litigation on this best interest finding? Senator Hoffman, hearing that answer, does that affect you at all?
Yep.
You're gonna hang tough? You're brutal. Any further committee discussion on the proposed amendment, on the amendment as moved?
Just a second.
Carries. We have the bill before us. Senator Lincoln, we had a question on the suggestions by Fish and Game.
I did. I had a question on their position paper that there were two recommendations that they requested and an amendment on, and I was just, rather than looking through this, wondering if that had been accommodated. And if they would also speak to their fiscal notes.
Okay, Mr. Bruce, would you like to join us and take a stab at those, and then you can chip in. Thanks.
My name is Jaron Bruce, and I'm representing the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Looking at the two recommendations that you have from the department, and looking at the committee substitute, which you've just adopted, Senator Lincoln, it appears that it's when you look at this section, it says dealing with the may not see, just a second.
You want me to, it's on page 4, line 25, in the new CS.
Right,
do
I
you
see
have the new CS, or are you
I
working
do.
Off? Okay.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I do.
That is what you were going to refer
yes,
to?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is. While it's not explicit there, this provision would allow the Commissioner of the Department of Natural Resources, it appears, to deny a request for land in a legislatively designated area if he determined that the use was inconsistent or incompatible with the purpose of the statutory designation. So it goes somewhat toward the point that we were making, but it doesn't go all the way.
That's, Mr. Chairman, that is number, the second recommendation. What of the first recommendation?
The first recommendation does appear to be addressed where it talks about the classification of the land as waterfront.
That's at page 4, line
15?
15.
That's correct.
Are you satisfied with those two areas that have been added in there for your recommendations?
Well, I think that it's a difficult question. You're asking me to look into the future and
I'm just asking you for the recommendations that you put in to your department's position. Are you satisfied that they have been addressed in this bill?
Well, I don't think the second one has been explicitly addressed, and I think that what our staff has recommended is that legislatively designated special areas not be ownership not be conveyed. So I think that would still be our recommendation. If you could amend that to make that explicit, that would be our preference.
Okay, Mr. Bruce, the statute says that the commissioner may not convey that unless the commissioner determines that the proposed use is consistent or compatible with the purpose of the statutory designation. So it seems to me that the LDAs are covered. I mean, if the department doesn't believe it should be transferred, then it wouldn't be. So.
Mr. Chairman, the Department of Natural Resources would make that determination. That's correct.
Oh. Okay. Further questions, Mr. Bruce?
Could you also address the fiscal note?
To the chair, Senator Lincoln, yes, the fiscal note speaks to the need to examine lands that would be conveyed and to advise the Department of Natural Resources on the impact on fish and wildlife habitat and the uses of those lands.
And, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Bruce, is this the fiscal note? Would this fiscal note still be applicable under the amended version, though?
I think it would, as it applies to the question of the legislatively designated areas. I think, on the other hand, if the land has already been classified for waterfront development, I think that those considerations that would be addressed in our fiscal note would have been examined prior to this, that point. Did I answer your question, Senator Lincoln?
Bruce, in your fiscal notes, would you hire a half-time habitat biologist? Would this be something you're really saying that you probably would take from existing resources and commit somebody to do this type of work? Is that correct?
Senator Lehman, certainly that would be one option. I think what we're saying with the fiscal note is it would be our preference to have a part-time person that would be assigned to these responsibilities. Again, it's difficult because it's somewhat of a speculative and forward-looking situation. I think what more than anything else the fiscal note points up is that the resources of the Habitat Division are extremely thin, and additional workload is going to be very difficult to accomplish with existing staff. And you know, we're struggling right now with the legislation you passed last year to establish the tax credits on the Kenai River, and we hope to be able to address that through the money that Senator Stevens got. But that's in the general way that I think is the situation that the fiscal note points to.
Unless I'm reading this whole concept differently from you, I don't expect that this is going to tie up somebody for half a year in the next fiscal year. I just don't see that as being even a reasonable conclusion. It's you know, I think we probably will see a handful of these applications, and you know, if it takes somebody, a new person in the department, half a year to do this, then something is wrong. And maybe that's part of what's wrong in our government, is that we end up budgeting far too much. And in this case, you know, you may end up doing it because you're short somewhere else, and then you come back on this bill and try to recover some of that.
Senator Lehman, I think part of the difficulty we had there is we didn't know exactly what kind of volume to expect, and we're sort of looking at, you know, some mid-level expectation or you know, if you're correct that there are only going to be a handful of these and they're going to be spread out over a period of time, it is a different situation. But, you know, again, without having any certainty what to expect, that's what was our best guess.
Well, I'll just tell you, from my perspective, I would rather see a seasoned staff person work on this rather than a new person that is hired to deal with it. Somebody who's dealt with these, I think, can do it faster, and you're not bringing somebody up to speed on it. So I think it would be a mistake to do it, have a new hire do this type of thing.
Senator, are you planning on holding this bill in the committee today?
We hadn't been. We could.
Well, it would give us an opportunity to go back and do a fiscal note on the committee substitute.
Okay, and maybe react somewhat to our, at least our conversation here. I'd be happy to talk to you more about it. We don't have to move it out today. It was something that we had hoped to be able to do. If we have these fiscal notes, it would. I don't think it has a finance referral right now. To avoid a finance referral, we would have had to send along a zero fiscal note with it and move that out. So that would have been my recommendation, is to zero out the fiscal note and send it up and get the hard floor. But
I don't blame you. I wouldn't either.
We can. Tell you what, we'll do this according to the will of the committee. How's that? What's the will of the committee regarding the? Is there further discussion regarding the CS? What would you like to do with it?
Don't you dare go against the chairman.
No, I'm gonna. he already did once.
Hey, well, you voted last.
Just because he sponsored it.
That's right.
Prefer to hold it. It's fine with me. We can hold it till Wednesday. Mr. Bruce, I think by Wednesday you'll be able to.
Yes,
that'll
sir.
Be fine. Okay.
Thank you.
We'll set aside SB 56 and we'll plan to take this up again on Wednesday. And that was all that we had on our day, except for we were going to have a subcommittee meeting on Senate Bill 49 dealing with the fisheries. And I'll just announce now, because I think there may be some people here who are, excuse me, did you just let me know, said there was somebody who wanted to testify?
Yes, I did.
Sir, would you like to testify today, or would you like to come and do it on Wednesday? Since you're here, we're here. I'd just assume that let's go back to SB 56 and take your testimony right now.
Thank you, Senator Lehman. For the record, I'm Sarah Hannon of the Alaska Environmental Lobby, and I'm here today to tell you that we have some very severe concerns and criticisms about the current amended version of Senate Bill 56. First and foremost, I guess I'll speak to the last amendment that made changes to the Community and Regional Affairs version of that bill. And I would urge you to consider that there are times when the state may have an overriding interest in retaining ownership of land. Since I'm not a fortune teller, I can't say that we would always know where the most logical place for a ferry terminal or a pipeline terminus or a gas line terminus would be. And I think that some discretion to the state must be reserved for this kind of land disposal to go out without future conflicts. With no discretion reserved for the state, if the municipality meets the three criteria, if it's in their land use plan, as part of their waterfront development, the state must transfer it. The Community and Regional Affairs version of the bill gives the discretion to the department if there is an overriding public concern. The burden of proof remains with the state to prove that they have an overriding concern that should preempt the municipality. But instead of a putting in statute that if the municipality meets the three criteria, they automatically get the land. And the reason that I think this is a grievous concern to look at is that we're talking about tidelands. If you walk up and down the east coast of the United States of America, you will find that the quickest conflict arises over who walks on the beach and who doesn't walk on the beach. In the state of Alaska, tidelands belong to the state, and therefore public access is reserved. We're changing that. We are now extenuating, and I know that there are circumstances. Municipalities and cities that were home rule prior to 1964 have the right to their tidelands. We were changing the circumstances in which new municipalities are going to get that same land, and we need to take into account traditional historic uses and access that's going to change. And I think that it's in our prudent best interest to reserve some discretion to the state, the burden of proof remaining with the state, to prove that there is an overriding public access issue or public concern why municipal transfer should not occur. I think with that, I will urge you to review this bill on Wednesday with a scrutinizing eye.
Without, Senator Frank will be with you in a second, without wanting to engage you in long debate, I will note that what this is bill does is just transfer from one public entity to another. There's a public trust doctrine that still holds for that municipality. So it's not like it's you meet the test and it's being transferred to somebody else that will not abide by that doctrine.
But Senator, I would say that the reason the municipality is acquiring it because they have a development plan for it. So perhaps this goes from being tidelands that are used by duck hunters and clam diggers to being tidelands that are going to be the new waste disposal dump pickup site. And the public use of it will shift when it goes to the municipality for its waterfront development. Now, that's probably not a case where the state would ever have the ability to argue that it has an overriding concern that supersedes the municipal concern. I guess I would think and extrapolate that long into the future there may be some circumstance where we're looking at developing a deep water port somewhere that the state is interested in developing, for instance, because we're going to export water. We'll make it a pie in the sky idea. And perhaps that deep water port with access to a freshwater pipeline is in an area where the municipality would like to expand. And then we come into the conflict between, is it going to be taxed by the municipality or is it going to be owned by the state and operated as a public entity? And I think that some discretion remaining to the state with the burden of proof being that the state must prove that its interest for state ownership overrides a municipal interest in development. is a small discretion to build into a law that sets out terms in which tied and submerged lands will automatically be transferred to municipal ownership and could be sold to a third party.
So whenever you respond, then you incite me to come back with something else. And you're suggesting that exportation of water or export of water is a pie-in-the-sky idea. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think that if you go to the regions that are without, they may consider water to be extremely valuable. It's possible that some proposals for moving that water and selling it may have merit. Senator Frank.
So are you willing to change your vote in light of that?
That was my line to Senator Hoffman, trying to get back at me.
I think you answered my question where somebody indicated the municipality could then change or could then sell it off the tied lands. Is that right? If they wanted to, they could in turn sell it to a private party?
They could.
Could the state do the same thing? Are there any provisions for state ownership of tied lands?
Mr. Lefevre, do you want to react to that? Just can the state transfer directly to tied lands to private individual?
The answer to that question is no.
Okay. But through this process, they could transfer to the municipality, and then the municipality could sell that to a private individual.
That is correct.
And is that a statutory or a constitutional prohibition against the state transferring rights to tied lands?
We don't have provision for it within the statute.
Okay, so... But there's no constitutional prohibition against it like there is with regard to mineral rights?
Not directly, no.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Further questions of this witness? Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Senator.
Okay, now we'll set it aside. Good for today. And just announce that the subcommittee that we had scheduled to hold a meeting, we scheduled to hold on SB 49 will be postponed. We expect to take it up shortly. We're considering, if you just hold just a second, there's people in the audience who'd like to hear this. We're considering some options. I think probably many of you who are in the audience participated via teleconference or at least listened in on the testimony in Senate Bill 49. Heard testimony from, anybody get the count? 50 people or so, and got quite a bit of input, and we're considering different options, trying to come up with a measure that will at least have some consensus, some improvements that can be made in the board process. So we'll hold off on doing subcommittee on SB 49. We'll announce when we're going to have our next meeting. Any further business come before us? Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for keeping it short.
Yeah. Yeah.